thank you for being here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Let me tell you, during this hour, if you want to pass along any compliments to the musicians and performers you're hearing, you can text us at 412-200-5975. Include your name so we can make sure we pass along your message, 412-200-5975, or go to slbradio.org where you can use instant input. Today we have Devin Moore, 14, from Chartiers Valley High School, Alex Fleming, 16, from Bethel Park High School, Jimmy Cunningham, 14, from Kappa, Pittsburgh Public Schools, and Claire Williams, 17, from Upper St. Clair High School. Did I get that all right? Everybody's the same age as when they told me? Good. Sometimes this comes in earlier, and we neglect to note that. They together are representing Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra today and will perform as a quartet. You'll get to meet each of them in a few moments, but they will begin now with the first of three selections that I suspect you'll recognize. That was beautifully done, and you're going to get a chance to meet some of our students now. And Andy will assist me. Thank you, Andy. And this is Claire, I do believe. Hello.
Hello.
And Claire is playing cello, and you're 17, right?
I'm actually 16.
16. So I thought, they aged you in advance, but you're at Upper St. Clair High School.
Yeah.
What year are you in?
I'm a junior in 11th grade.
And is there anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Just say hi to my mom and dad and my grandma.
Excellent. How long have you played cello?
Let's see, probably since I was about six, because my mom actually plays cello too, so it's always been in our family, kind of.
Did she teach you?
A little bit. She's not my main teacher, because that would be kind of difficult for her, but we practice together a lot. She helps me.
Yeah, I think it would be hard. I mean, my mom taught me piano when I was a little boy, but if I'd gone on to study more in depth, I think it's hard to teach somebody you're related to or even friends with sometime. Tell me about the orchestra, about Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra.
Well, I've been in the orchestra for about 3 years, and there's two orchestras. There's a symphonette, which is for the younger kids, and then the youth orchestra. And I think all of us were in both, maybe. But you kind of transition from one to the other, and... Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Not too much. I'm just trying to keep the grades up and just took the SATs, so we'll see.
How'd it go?
Pretty well. I don't know.
You know, somebody asked me, a high school student asked me how I did on my SATs, and I can't really remember, but, you know, I said I think it was somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400, and their mouth dropped because SATs are now 2,400,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 24.
Because when I took them, it was 1,600, and they looked at me like, didn't you do better than that? And I said, well, I didn't know that. That's something I learned. That's got to be tough to do that. But what's nice to talk to you, and I'll let you pass the mic over, and we'll meet one more player, but you've met him before. Good morning.
Hello.
And this is, how many times have you been here now?
I think this is the fourth time I've been on the Saturday Night Brigade.
It's been a long time. This is Jimmy Cunningham, who's been here with the Fifth Avenue Strings, I think twice, and with, I think you've been here with Three Rivers once. We could audit it. We've got all the records somewhere. I asked Jimmy. He's wearing a Miss Saigon shirt, and you might recall a couple weeks ago, right at the same time, we had members of the cast from Pittsburgh Musical Theater. How did that go?
It went very well. Last week, the orchestra at Kappa did a collaboration with the Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and we played in the pit at the Byam Theater for their show of Miss Saigon. So it was very fun. A lot of hard work that went into it and late nights, but it was a good experience.
Have you done that before for a musical?
I have. The high school at Kappa, because it's a 6 through 12 school, so the 9 through 12 part plays most of the Pittsburgh Musical Theater shows during the school year, and I was asked to be a part of that last year from the 8th grade, and so I played there last year.
That's got to be a lot of fun to be part of a live stage production where, you know, there's variations from night to night. There's double casting in that show too,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
So there have got to be some differences. Tell me, now you, were you playing violin or viola? It was hard for me to tell with the stands.
On Simple Gifts, I was actually playing violin. In Tripo, the orchestra we're in, my main instrument is viola, but we switched for this because I've played violin in my other quartet.
And what year are you in at Kappa now?
I'm in 9th grade.
And it's even longer away for you than it is for Claire, but have you thought about college?
Not a whole lot, really. I'm just sort of getting through high school right now, but I'm probably interested in something along the lines of engineering. Still not sure what that is yet, though.
Well, if you pursue that, let me know. I can tell you what it's like to study engineering, a little bit of what it's like.
All right.
Anyway. But it's good to keep all your options open, to be sure. How long have you played?
I think I started when I was just turning 4, so this is my 10th year now.
Wow, another experienced player. And is there anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to?
Well, I know my dad is home listening on the radio because he couldn't be here today, so I'll say hello to him.
And your mom is here as well. And let me remind you, if you want to pass along a message to anybody here, you can text us at 412-200-5975. That's new this week, and I'm going to get that memorized eventually, 412-200-5975, or use instant input at slbradio.org, and we'll get a message directly to you. And we're going to hear a second number, and we'll talk to our other two quartet members after it. And Simple Gifts was the first song you heard. We'll see if you can identify this one. If you can't, we will let you know what it is thereafter. Once again, representing the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, our quartet.
Thank you.
a quartet from the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, whose website, by the way, is pretty easy to remember. It's TRYPO, T-R-Y-P-O, and you can learn about getting involved with them and about performances and auditions by going to that website. And all of the information you need is there at trypo.org. We'll meet two other quartet members now, the final two quartet members. I've got a 50-50 chance. It's either Devin or Alex. I'm going to go with Devin.
No, I'm Alex.
It's Alex. That's the way it goes. That's this is Alex. And Alex Fleming is a student at Bethel Park High School. And tell me about yourself, Alex.
I like science and music, as you can see. And I'm really into drawing. And I like bugs, like, since I was a little kid. And I used to go outside and turn over rocks and look for insects and find them. And it was cool.
Did you read about... A kid found a fossil, a dinosaur fossil, fairly recently that was really significant. He turned over a rock, and it was a really old fossil. I don't know all of the details, but it was pretty neat. It just happened a couple of weeks ago. What other parts of science do you like, or aspects of science?
I'm into biology, and I watch a lot of History Channel and programs about physics. I'm really into physics as well. And I take physics right now, and I'm taking AP biology in my 11th year in high school. And it's really fun. I'm really into it.
So. Yeah, there's so much physics and music, too, and biology. It takes the biology of the players to make it happen. Do you want to acknowledge anyone or say hello to anybody?
Well, I would, but my mom's not listening. She's at work, but I'd like to say hi to Mom if she ever listens to this.
She'll get to hear it back on demand or streaming later on. So it's a shame that she's at work this morning. Anybody else?
My dad.
Well, great. It's not a shame that your mom's at work. I mean, it'd be nice if she were here.
Yeah.
And have you thought about what might happen after high school?
I would like to go into biology, maybe biochemistry or something like that. Also, maybe go as a minor in music.
Excellent. I think I always found biology to be really hard. And I think it's a rare mind that can like and excel at biology. So you've got a lot to offer if that's what you choose to do. Well, by... the process of elimination, I now know that I have Devin Moore from Chartiers Valley High School here. And Devin, what year are you in there?
I'm a ninth grader.
And how long have you played?
Well, I started in third grade with the program at our school. And I think it was about eight, so this is my seventh year.
Wow.
Sixth or seventh year.
And I'm curious, and any of you could answer this, but since Devin has the microphone... There are some very different aspects of playing with a quartet, right, as opposed to an orchestra. Are there certain things that you can share that would help those of us who have never played in a quartet understand some of the things that you need to think about when you rehearse and prepare?
Well, I think for all of us, we like know each other really well. So you have to be in tune to everything. You have to know everyone else's part, like, have a general idea. You have to know what other people are doing, and you really have to look at each other and really be in tune to the same ideas. I think you just really have to know the other person, and you just have to know what they're doing, basically.
Well, and unlike an orchestra where you have a conductor to follow, typically you're following one another as you play, mm-hmm. right? And that... I would imagine you really need to keep your eyes on each other and
yes.
understand how you're gonna perform that particular day.
Mm-hmm. Usually, at the beginning of the piece, whoever really has the line at the beginning of the piece will cue, and then you sort of just have to know the tempo for the rest of the piece, and you have to follow along with everybody else.
That's interesting to think about. Anybody that you would like to acknowledge or say hello to?
My mom and my little sister, Tatum.
Great. Hi, Tatum. And is Tatum here or at home?
She's at home with my mother right now.
How old is she?
She's 4.
Hi again, Tatum. And what would you like to do after you finish up high school?
I'm sort of debating on whether going into the music field, or I'm really fascinated by neurological sciences, anything that has to do with the brain. So I'm sort of debating on that, but one of those two.
Interesting. You guys all have bright futures ahead of you, and are all, in addition to being great musicians, have just a lot to offer to the world. What piece will you play next?
This is the American String Quartet, Quartet Number 6 by Antonin Dvorak.
And I want to thank, it's our last chance to talk, I want to thank each of you for being here representing the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, TRYPO.org. And once again, here's our quartet. Thank you. The Cobalt Quartet. I know they are called, and how do I know that? Nobody passed me a note or anything. The note, I guess somebody did pass me a note, a virtual note, from Ann Williams. Congratulations, Cobalt Quartet. You sounded wonderful. So proud of you. And Devin, I did get passed a note from Jimmy's mom. I didn't realize you were concert master. So that's good to know. Devin Moore is concert master. Thank you to all of you for being here today. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio